Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's going on with gasoline? What can we expect?
Yeah, I think that right now, you were absolutely right. We did see the prices jump up 2 cents from yesterday. And there might be a slight bump in prices as we see some more storms heading this way and potentially entering the Gulf. You also seen some of the fact that we're exporting some gasoline, that demand has kind of pushed up the price of gasoline wholesale. So we're seeing it at the pump. I think it's just a short term fix, and I think that once we get out of September into October, the further we get away from the peak of the hurricane season, we'll start seeing those prices come down. We're still projecting that we could see by the fall prices in the state of Louisiana at or even below $2 a gallon, barring any major disruptions. You know, we're in hurricane season, so you always have to add in that factor. If something enters the Gulf, it could change our fortunes. But I think that we could see in the in the short term, then we'll see those prices coming down again, a statewide average around $2 a gallon by October.
So you think traders who are looking at the National Hurricane Center website and seeing some of those shaded in areas around the Gulf might be reacting to that?
There's no doubt that there's some of that reacting to that, because you're talking about right now our refineries in the Gulf South are at 95% capacity. I mean, they're really churning it out. But you're also seeing, you know, some sell of export. We're exporting gasoline and higher demand. It's interesting to know that in the oil market, the prices fell 2% on the news that the Trump administration's Secretary of National Security, John Bolton, had resigned. I think there's in the market right now thinking maybe there's less of a chance of a potential breakout of war with Iran, and that's calmed the market. Saw the price of crude drop about 2% just based on that news in itself. So again, it just reinforces the fact that a lot of time in the futures market is very news-driven. So they see some shaded areas in the Gulf, they react to that. They see potential war or potential peace, they react to that as well, which makes it very frustrating forecasting. But when we just look at sheer demand and supply, I think we're entering a very good territory pretty soon, and that'll drive those prices downward.
All right, Don Redman, AAA, thank you very much.
Thank you, Chris.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.